go ahead and get started while we're waiting for others to show up. So anybody, any of you kids, first of all, if you want to come sit up front here, kids, I don't bite too much. So anybody got a song off of this? I don't know if you're all as real familiar with this, but look at it. See if you got a song you'd like to suggest. 44. Okay. If 44.
Into a tent where a gypsy boy lay dying alone. News of salvation we've carried, said he. Nobody has ever has told it to me. Tell it again, tell it again. Salvation story. Oh. Till none can say a nobody ever story has told. Tell it again, tell it again. Salvation story repeat o'er and o'er. Hill content, children of men. Told me before. He caught the last darts of his breath just as he entered the valley of death. Not sent his son whosoever, said he. And I am certain sent him for me. Tell it again, tell it again. Salvation story repeat o'er and o'er. Till none can say of the children of men, nobody ever has told me before.
Very good. Who else has one? Lots of hands. Let's see who has one here for us this morning. Are you awake? Okay. 47. Thank you.
I'm to make up his jewels, all his jewels. Precious jewels, his loved and his own. Like the stars of the morning, bright crown adorning, they shall shine in his beauty, bright gems for his own. He will gather. He will gather the gems for his kingdom. All the saved ones, all the bright ones, his loved and his own. Like the joys of the morning,
are the jewels, precious jewels.
Okay, another hand. Who's going to help us out here? Thank you, buddy. What?
Jesus loves me.
How old are you? 3. Good job. Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me. This I know.
Loves me.
The Bible tells me so.
Jesus loves me, loves my friend. One or two more?
39.
How old are you?
10.
Thank you. 39. I got grandchildren, so that's why I ask you how old you are. I got to make sure I'm 39, right? 39.
Everything to God in prayer.
The reason I ask you kids your age, we're going to sing one more and then we'll pray. Hang on to that, will you please? Hang on to it. We're going to sing one more and then we're going to pray. But I want to tell you a story. Last Lord's Day I had the gospel meeting in Aberdeen and we talked about a leper. We're going to talk about a leper this morning. And I've got a grandson that's 5 years old. And my daughter-in-law asked him after the meeting, what did Grandpa talk about at the meeting? He said, he talked about lions and tigers and leopards and spots. So this is kind of a challenge to get down to the five-year-old. How many here are 5 years old? There's one. Almost five. It's a challenge for us old guys to get down to the age of five-year-olds. That's why the Lord gives us grandchildren sometimes. We're not going to talk about leopards and spots. We're going to talk about lepers. Okay, what's your number? Do you have a song? 99. Thank you. Say again. 29. Okay. 29. Let's close our eyes for a second and ask the Lord's help, and then we'll say verses. If that's okay, we'll have some say verses. Our God and Father, at this, the beginning of yet another Lord's Day, perhaps the last in this world, we know not, but we thank Thee for an opportunity in this nation, this continent, to come together in this way and freely without threat from the authorities to think about Thee, to sing these songs, to read the Bible. Lord, we're mindful tonight that in many, many countries in this world, they don't have this privilege. Help us to not take it for granted, our God and Father. And for these children, too, that have grown up most in Christian families where they hear Thy Word read and the stories from the Bible. Lord, help the families, help these children to take these things to heart. that they may not grow tired of hearing them, as is the norm. So we just ask thy help and thy blessing here this morning and throughout this day. We commit this meeting to thee, Lord Jesus, for thy direction and thy help in thy precious, worthy name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Okay, don't go away. Was there a microphone sitting here? Thank you. Thank you. It works. Okay. Who wants to... We're not all going to have time to say verses here, but who wants to... Here's a young lady. How old are you? For me? Here. Let's see verse.
Drink out of the water.
It was a good start. Very good. Thank you for trying. Sometimes it's a willing spirit first. Okay, young lady.
Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. John 4:14.
Thank you. That sounded like what you were going to start, right? Whosoever drinketh the water. Good job.
Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. John 4:14.
Here's today. We're not going to put you on the... You ready? You can. You need...
Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the pasture. There is a righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalms 23.
Very good. Thank you. One more. Okay. A hand and a smile. What a combination.
Whatever I shall give to him, he shall not thirst. And in him there shall be a well of water springing up into eternal life. John 4:14.
Great. Maybe one more. Okay, clear across the room.
Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. John 4:14.
One of my favorite verses. Thank you very much. Okay, I'm going to turn this off. Is that what? Okay. Thank you very much. You guys, I know saying verses in front of a big crowd is intimidating, believe me. So, turn with me, if you will, if you have a Bible, turn with me to the first chapter of Mark. If you don't, I'm going to tell you a story. How old are you, young lady in the yellow? How old are you?
Six.
Six, thank you. Did it change that quick? Seven. Okay. Way to go. Turn with me to Mark chapter 1. I said we're going to talk about a leper. Not a leopard, but a leper. And just listen if you don't have a Bible. Mark chapter 1 and verse 40. And there came a leper to him. To who? To the Lord Jesus. Okay. There came a leper to him, kneeling down to him and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Hang on to that for me, will you please, sweetie? If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. And he straightly charged him, and forthwith sent him away, and saith unto him, see, thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. But he went out and began to publish it much, and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter. Who knows what leprosy is? Okay. It's a skin disease. Is it a pretty skin disease? No, it's not. Would you hang on to this for me, please? Leprosy. Well, you know what? I printed out some pictures and they're not pretty. But last week I didn't print out pictures and we thought we were talking about leopards. So I know you won't be able to see all these very far away, and I hope nobody has bad dreams, but I'm just going to start back here. I'm sorry for you, those of you in the back. What do you see there? What's wrong with that man's hands? No fingers. He's lost fingers and thumbs. This is going to take a minute to show you these pictures. They're not pretty. Leprosy is not a pretty disease. It's a skin disease. Open your eyes. You're not afraid. See the spots on this man's face there? And this poor man has lost fingers. I'm sorry. This is leprosy. And the thing that's in... Okay, before I go any farther, do you guys know what pictures are in the Bible? Sometimes we read stories in the Bible and they're pictures of something else. You understand that? I'm going to give you an example. I'm not going to talk about David and Goliath, but who's heard the story of David and Goliath? Everybody. Okay. Who understands that the story of David and Goliath is a picture of something else? This guy does. What's it a picture of? David and Goliath is a picture in the Old Testament of something in the New Testament. You're stumped. You tried anyway. Thank you. Hang on to that. It's a picture of the Lord Jesus on the cross, right? David slew Goliath, a giant, an enemy, just like the Lord Jesus slew the power of Satan on the cross. Do you guys understand that? Because it's kind of important that you understand pictures. She does. I'm seeing the lights coming on. Leprosy is a picture of something. Think. What's leprosy a picture of?
Sin.
Another winner. Sin. Leprosy is a horrible, horrible skin disease, and it's a picture of sin. Thank you. So, anybody here have leprosy? No. Anybody here have a disease called sin? Lots of hands going up. So this is the point that I'm trying to get down to the five-year-olds, that leprosy is a horrible disease, but it's just like sin, isn't it? So I told a white lie the other day, or maybe I stole a cookie. Mommy said, okay, these cookies are don't touch. And maybe I did a sin the other day, and it didn't seem so bad. It was just a little white lie that I told. It wasn't a big whopper. I'm going to tell you three things about leprosy, this disease. It starts out as a spot. Let's say I've got a spot on my arm. A white spot. All of a sudden there's this white spot on my arm. And oh. In Israel, when somebody got a spot like that, they were supposed to go to the priests and show it to the priest in Israel, and the priest was supposed to tell them if it was leprosy or not. But I rather imagine when somebody got that white spot, and one of those pictures, I think that man had a lot of spots, right? I rather imagine that when people got leprosy in Israel, they started wearing long sleeve shirts and they started wearing hoods. They would try to cover it up. Has anybody here ever sinned and tried to cover it up? What? You think so? I think a lot of us, when we sin, oh, we got to cover this. I don't want anybody to find this out. I feel so bad. I told a lie. And somebody says, what? What? What did you say? And so we tell another lie. We try to cover it up, just like that man with leprosy. This is why leprosy is a picture of sin. And you know, I skipped a step here, and I want to just say this. Leprosy is a picture of how God sees sin. I see sin as kind of, oh, that wasn't that big a deal. God looks down and He sees leprosy as a disease that will destroy your life. It's a horrible, ugly disease in God's sight. Are you following me? I'm seeing some smiles. See, it's like sin. So, first of all, when we sin, we do something like that, we try to cover it up. But you know, leprosy is like sin in this respect, that it spreads. It starts out as a spot, but it doesn't stay there. It gets bigger and bigger and more parts of the body. And it spreads, and people keep trying to cover it up, but it spreads. It's a disease that will take you. I'm going to show you another picture here in a few minutes of a man that's covered with leprosy. I heard a young man say recently that he grew up in the meeting. He grew up hearing the gospel, and he kept putting it off. I'm not quoting him just exactly the way he said it, but it got to where it didn't speak to him so much anymore. And you know, sometimes children, the thought comes into our minds, I know I need to be saved. I hear the gospel a lot, but I think I'm going to put it off for a while. I know there's people here that's had that thought, because I had that thought. And I didn't even grow up in the meeting, but I was going to be saved someday. But I wanted to have my life. I wanted to have my fling. But you know what? What starts out as a little spot of sin, it spreads. And it spreads. And it gets bigger. And pretty soon, it takes over our whole life. And it'll destroy. And we go out here around the city, and you'll see lives that are destroyed by sin. So Anybody here ever stealed? Stealed? Stolen? Anybody lied? Just a little lie, a little white lie? Anybody looked at anything on the internet that they shouldn't have? Anybody spread rumors about people? Oh, this is sin. And if we don't deal with it right now, it's going to get worse. It's going to get bigger. And it will eventually take over our whole lives. There is something very, very interesting in Leviticus 13 about leprosy. There comes a time when a person is completely covered from their toes to the top of their head with leprosy. And who knows what it says in the Bible when somebody's completely covered? They have to go out of the tribe of Israel. They have to go outside the camp. Would you hang on to that for me, please? Don't lose it. That's true. When they get leprosy, they have to go outside the camp. You're very close, but it's not exactly the answer I'm looking for. What happens when somebody... Uncle Ernie, what happens?
They're to be pronounced clean.
They're clean? Leprosy from... What were you going to say, honey? They have to go into the house. I think you're right. I think you're on the right track there. Hang on to that. Don't lose that for me. Uncle Ernie said that they're pronounced clean, and this just doesn't make sense. Somebody's completely covered with leprosy. I'm not a medical doctor like Dr. Prost, but perhaps they weren't contagious anymore. But in God's eyes, they're clean. You got leprosy, let's imagine, and you're trying to hide this, and you're trying to hide it, and you're trying to hide it, and the day comes where you can't hide it anymore. I'm a sinner. It's the picture. It's when we realize that God sees every bit of me. I can't hide from Him. He sees that I'm a sinner, and it's when we take the place of saying, Lord, I can't hide from You. I'm a sinner. Please save me. What cleanses us from sin? The precious blood. The precious blood of Christ. So that's the first half of this here. I'm running out of time. I want to scoot right along. But sin, leprosy is like sin. It will destroy lives. You can't put it off. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. And it will horribly ruin your life. I'm going to show you another picture, kids, here that I debated whether to show you. It's not pretty. This man is covered with leprosy. It's not pretty, is it? Look at his eyes. What is his eyes? What about his eyes? What about his eyes, though? Is that a monster's eyes? Is that a man's eyes? Okay, wrong question, wrong answer. I appreciate what you said there, but it's... I looked at this picture of this man covered with leprosy and debated whether to show it to little children or not, because it's not pretty. But as I looked at it and I asked my wife, Aunt Kit, what she thought of it, I said, what do you notice about this picture? Look at the man's eyes. It's not the eyes of a monster. This looks like a monster. His nose is gone. Part of his lips are gone. But it's the eyes of a man. They look very sad. And I asked my wife, and she said they look defeated. Not a monster. It's a man. Sin has, and in the picture, sin destroys lives. But you know the Lord Jesus, this leper came to the Lord Jesus. And he said, Lord, you can clean me. You can make me clean if you will. And the Lord says, I will. And he put his hands on him. You know, this leprosy is lots of sores and oozing skin. And the Lord put his hands on him and said, I'll save you. Is he willing to save us tonight, today, this morning? Is he willing? Absolutely. Can he do it? Absolutely. You know, my wife has a hymn that she's sung a lot the last couple days, and there's a line in it that says, he looked beyond my fault and saw my need. You know, we look at ruined lives and we pass judgment on people, sadly, but the Lord Jesus sees the soul, and he sees souls in their need. And it says, he looked upon him with compassion. I looked up that word compassion, and it means to have sympathy with somebody with a desire to do something about it. And, you know, when we're saved, we get a new life in us, and all of a sudden I realized, you know, again, that we have this new life. I looked at this man, and I didn't see his horrible skin. I saw his eyes. I saw a man inside there. The Lord Jesus sees souls in their deep need, no matter how sinful they are. This man probably, you know, thought he was too dirty, too nasty to be saved. And the Lord says, I'll save you. Can you be too dirty? Can you be too far gone? Can you be too bad a sinner? And the Lord says, I'll save you. Don't put it off, children. It's not going to get any better. Sin spreads and it destroys. This is a decision that you need to make now, today, right away. Don't put it off. It won't get any better. Sin will destroy your lives. I want to say just real quickly, the Lord Jesus touched this man. Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and said unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him and he was cleansed. That was part A of what I have here, and I'm out of time almost, so I'm gonna scoot through this part B here. What about after we're saved? Children, 5 more minutes and we'll be done, okay? So just hang with me a little bit. What about after we're saved? What do you think? You had your hand up.
Cleansed by the blood of Jesus.
Thank you very much. What do you say, huh? What about our lives after we're saved? Yes, when we die, we get to go to heaven. Very, very good answers. The Lord Jesus told this man, he charged him. Straightly charged him and forthwith sent him away and saith unto him, see thou say nothing to any man. Wow, that seems strange, but it came right from the one who had just cleansed him. But go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. Children, this is going to be, I'm just going to take a minute here. It might be a little bit of a challenge for your brains, but I think you guys are smarter, and I think you're pretty smart. In Israel, the priests had seen a lot of lepers, and it says that there were many lepers in Israel. But I don't think the priests had seen many lepers that were cleansed. I don't know if they'd seen any. And the Lord Jesus cleansed this leper and said, go show yourself to the priest for a testimony to him. The priests in Israel needed to know the Messiah was walking the dusty roads of Israel. But this man knew better than the Lord Jesus. At least he thought he did. He went out and started telling everybody. The Lord told him very specifically what to do, what not to do. Don't talk to anybody. Go show yourself to the priests. You know, Saul of Tarsus, who became the Apostle Paul, When he got saved on the road to Damascus, saw the Lord Jesus. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? First thing he said was, who art thou, Lord? I'm Jesus, whom thou persecutest. Who knows what Saul said next? Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? After we're saved, we don't just go out and do what we think is the right thing to do. I just would encourage those of you children, those of you young people that are older, that are saved, ask the Lord what He will have you to do. Sometimes people, when I first got saved, Southern Baptist Church, they were trying to push you out into the ministry. I didn't feel like that was what the Lord wanted. The Lord wanted me to go this other direction. But you know, you got to spend time on your knees and time on your face before the Lord. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? I know I've got a will. And there's a lot of things that look like good things to do. This man went out and told everybody about Jesus. That doesn't seem like a bad thing, does it? Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? That's what we need to come up with after we're saved, is that exercise. I'm just going to close with this little saying. Most of us are not called to extraordinary pathways, but to an ordinary, everyday pathway with extraordinary purpose of heart. And perhaps the Lord may call you to some other thing someday, but you know, for now He might just want you to have a family. You know, you got young people here going to college. Oh, well, let's see, if I become a such and such, I can make such and such, and I can get to do this, and I can get to do this with my life. Those are all good things. Start out with, Lord, what do you want me to do? All right, we're going to close in prayer now. But when I'm done praying, I want you to sit still for just 1 minute, okay? Because we got a couple little treats that we're going to give out. So we want to get that done. But let's just close in prayer now. Our God and Father, we thank Thee for this time with the children. And Lord, pray that their little hearts, as well as their understandings, might be open to the awfulness of sin. In Thy sight, it looks to us not so bad. But Lord, what a graphic illustration of how awful sin is in Your sight, that it destroys lives. So we ask Thy blessing and Thy help upon Thy word. And those that are a little older with decisions before them, we know we have many young people that are facing very important decisions in their life. Help them, Lord Jesus, like Saul, to say, Lord, what wilt Thou have me to do? And to wait on Thee and to pray about it and to seek Thy guidance. So we thank Thee for this time together. Look to Thee for the meeting that's just in front of us. An opportunity to remember Thee in Thy death, Lord Jesus. We pray that it might be blessed to our souls, and we pray that we might be in a state of soul to respond to Thy dying request, Lord Jesus. So we ask this now in Thy precious name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Those of you that I paper to, would you, I think there's six of you, come up here, please. I got six of you. There we go. Okay. Dale Harkins from West Richland did a box for each one of you guys. He wanted me to give them out to each one of you. It's a kind of little treasure chest that he's carved. They are so cool. Thank you for answering questions, you guys. Each one of you can have one of those. There you go. Okay, you can go sit down now, you guys. Thank you very much. And for the rest of you kids, somewhere, I hope you like gummy bears, because I buy them by the ton. So, okay, you're dismissed from Sunday school. If you kids want to come up here and grab one of these, I've got gummy bears for everybody. Come ahead. Please, when you're done with the wrappers, put them in Mom's purse, will you please?